Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to.
In this episode I'll catch up with new releases. Although it would be fair to say I haven't exactly had my finger on the pulse over the last couple of months, so some of these are not so much new as new to me. An example of that is the first one, Yangtze Cod and Chips, a song released by the Villains through their MySpace page around 6 months ago. I only caught up with it after hearing a great interview with Villains' main man Graham Downs on national radio, and I'll put a link to that interview on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. The song itself is a political number expressing Downs' anger at the signing of the free trade agreement between New Zealand and China. He's got fire in his belly, and the forthcoming album promises more of the same, with its title Corporate Moronic. Here's Yangtze Cod and Chips.
Two pieces of Yangtze cod and chips, no other fish may pass my lips, cause kiwi cod of red and blue, these days we're told are getting few. And just like a feed of orange roughy, the price of gold per ounce, well, roughly. So chips and Yangtze cod, please, Fred, there's precious little my dollar can buy me instead. Chips for me, in spite of the lead and the mercury, and in spite of all the petrol miles and the clean green air the boat defiles, when it comes and goes each month or so, taking our fish there by the tonth they go. So it's chips and Yangtze cod, please, Fred, there's precious little my dollar can buy me instead. And a burger of lamb or beef is like a pie in the sky. And if I sing my song in prison, it'll be an extraordinary rendition. But who am I to deprive the freedom of some other guy? Well, I bought me a brand new liver, so I shouldn't complain of a dirty river. For the price of $2 and my dignity, cause kiwi cod sing along. These days we're told are getting few, and just like a feed of orange roughy, the price of gold per ounce, well, roughly. So chips and Yangtze cod, please, Fred, there's precious little my dollar can buy me instead.
Ragamuffin Children are a long time Counting the Beat favourite, winning Best Female Artist in the Counting the Beat Alternatives in 2007 on the strength of their debut album Werecat Lullabies. They've just released their second, The Seahorse Emporium, and this time the sound is fleshed out with a stellar range of guest musicians such as Lee Preble and Jess Chambers. From the Seahorse Emporium, here's Tin Cans.
Or are we stands behind a car. They're clattering around and rattling along the ground. They're clattering around and rattling along the ground. Everything sounds the same old, everything sounds the same old way, jangling in the same old rhythm.
Are made up of brothers Joel Eden and Will Mulholland alongside Greg Hillier, and the self-titled debut album released late in 2008 is packed full of power pop genius from start to finish, which made it hard to select a song to play here on Counting the Beat. I struggle between the Strokes-like indie of Halfway Through, the classic power pop of 500 years ago, or the soaring It's Too Hard. But in the end I settled for a more playful number. Here is the Devil. From the highly recommended self-titled album, here's the Motts.
There's a chance no one will find my heart. The shops will only open if it's dark. You're a beacon, a lighthouse, the keeper. There's a chance no one will find my heart. If there's a chance someone will break your heart, falling off a cliff, it ain't so far. There's a mattress, a trampoline of feathers. There's a chance someone will break your fall. Here lies the devil, and he's broken, bashed and beaten down. Here lies the devil on the hard and stony ground, with no chance of ever being found. There's a chance someone will break my fall. There's a chance my heart has built a wall. If you can only smash it, if you have the right tools, like a heart that's broken too. There's a chance someone will break my fall. Here lies the devil, and he's broken, bashed and beaten down. Here lies the devil on the hard and stony ground, with no chance of ever being found. There's a chance someone will break your heart. there's a chance someone will break your heart. Alive has a keeper. Ooh. There's a chance someone will break your heart.
You're probably aware of the furore over the impending implementation of new copyright legislation that could possibly see people like me lose internet service for making something like this podcast available. The debate is fierce and not at all clear-cut, with issues such as artists' rights and natural justice in the balance. As part of the campaign against some of the more draconian measures included in Section 92A of the new legislation, Disaster Radio has released a song through the Creative Freedom website, which I'll link to from Counting the Beat. The song is called the Copy Wrong Song, and it's been released under Creative Commons license, which makes it freely available for remix, and there'll be some of those popping up on that Creative Freedom site over the next few weeks. But here's the original, Disaster Radio, with Copy Wrong.
There used to be free speech and liberty. You could get it for a song. But in these enlightened days, guilt by accusation pays. It could be gone.
Not copyright, it's copyright.
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced for Waiheke Radio. In this new releases episode, we heard from the Villains, Ragamuffin Children, the Motts, and Disaster Radio. I'll put links to the artist sites and more information on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.